But right now, Junior's in for the nephew. Nephew Tommy's out today, too. What you got, Junior?
The gift. That's it.
Okay.
The gift.
Okay.
Run it, cat.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Bree.
This is Bree.
Hey, Bree, how you doing? Listen, you and I, we've never met. I wanted to reach out to you, though. Did you get a package that I sent to you last week?
A package? Who is this?
My name is Jason, and I sent you a package.
Jason,
you know?
Do I know you? Who are you?
Say again now?
How do I know you?
You don't know me. I'm just, you know, like, I guess you could say I'm like a secret admirer, and I've been admiring you for quite some time. And, you know, I sent you a little something, and, you know, I didn't know if you got it or not, if I had the right address, but I wanted to know if you had gotten it. So, you know, this is like my first time reaching out to you.
You sent that package to my house?
Yeah, I mean, you got a pair of my underwear with the rose petals all in it?
You sent drawers to my house. Who the are you? And how do you know me?
I've been admiring you for a long time. I mean, I see you at your job. I see you at your house, you know, at the grocery market when I see you.
So what, you stalker? Do I know you? Where do I know you from?
You don't know me, you know? You don't know me at all. But, you know, I got, you know.
Wait a minute. You done sent some drawers to my house, got my husband all up in an uproar behind these damn drawers, and you don't even know me?
You got a husband?
Yeah, I got a husband.
Oh, okay. I mean, hey, no disrespect, Bree. I ain't know you had a husband. You
hell,
know?
You been watching me, stalking me at my job, at my house. You ought to know that.
Hey, I apologize on that, but you did get it.
I want a apology. Yeah, I got him.
Okay, I mean, what did you think about the gesture, though? I mean,
let me explain something to you. My husband got that package with my name on it, and I've been for the last week going through hell. This checking my Facebook, all of my emails, going through my call history on my phone. He wake my up in the middle of the night talking about this, and you gonna ask me about? Are you crazy?
No, I was just admiring you. I thought, you know, sending a pair of my underwear
with some drawers to my house. I don't even know you like that.
I mean, you
why
don't.
You
I know.
That?
I know. But I, you know, that was my way of like showing you that I admire you, that I'm into you. You know, that was just that.
That's some sick. I don't need no more drawers. Especially no strange drawers. I got drawers at the house. I got two sons, a husband. I wash drawers every week. I don't need no more drawers. You don't do no like that. Upset my whole household. Have me damn near in divorce court behind some drawers. What I want to know is how the hell do you know me? How did you get my address, where I work, where I buy? How do you know me? My phone number, all this. How do you know me? I don't get that. Where did you get my from? I tell you what, call his number back when my husband get home.
Wait, he can get
your drawers back. You come meet him in the morning. I have him there. Come by my job.
I'm not trying to have no altercations with nobody. I'm not trying to have all of that.
You explain this to him and get this off my because I've had enough of this. Some drawers at my door.
Okay, let me ask you this here. Will you send me some of yours?
No, you didn't. Are you not listening to me? Hell no, you can't have none of my drawers. Why don't you ask my husband for them when he sees you in the morning? Why don't you ask him for some of my drawers?
I thought it would be, you know, like a sign of something intimate, something from me, you know, kind of like a token of where I wanted the relationship to go. I don't even
know you. You got my damn near in divorce court behind some damn drawers, and I don't even know you. Who the are you? How do you know so much about me? Where did you get my address from? How do you know where I work? How you get my phone? Who the are you?
If
you
got like all I said, my name is Jason.
It seems like you know I am husband. Matter of fact,
say what now?
Lock this number in. You can call back on this number in an hour when that is home so we can get this straight so you can talk to him. Do that for me.
Oh, wait. See, I'm not looking for no altercation. If
you was looking for something and you still not understand, so obviously that's what you want, because I'm trying to explain to you, you didn't upset my whole household, got my over here nerved, and you ain't understanding that. So obviously what you are looking for is an altercation.
No, I'm not looking for it. I'm looking I'm looking for some personal time with you. That's what I'm looking for.
My personal time is with my husband. What about that? Don't you understand?
Will you send me a pair of your underwear?
What?
I mean, what? Is that asking too much? If you just send me a pair, I'll go away.
I'll send you some all right. Give me your address. Yeah, tell me where to send them. Tell me where to send these drawers right now.
Are you going to send them?
What's that? Hell yeah, give me the address. You give me the address. Matter of fact, I'll hand deliver them right tonight.
See, you're trying to create an altercation. Why not just give you a P.O. box? Because, see, you're trying to create an altercation.
No, give me your address. You got mine. You got my address. Let me send you something to your address.
No, that's all right. Look, you know what? Can I say one more thing to you?
No, you know what? I don't want it. What the do you have to say to me?
Can I say one more thing to you, please?
What do you want?
I just want to tell you who I am. Can I tell you who I am?
You know it told me who you are. I want to know how the you know me. Where you get my from?
Listen to me real closely. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister.
Oh,
hello?
What? Oh, I'm a
hello?
What the f***? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to get her. Oh, my God.
Hey, look, we started this over a week and a half ago. We sent
you don't
the
have to tell me. I've been going through hell for a week behind
hey,
you
look,
damn
she
drugs.
Told me.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Bree, tell your man to simmer down. It was all a prank phone call, baby.
Oh, my. He is not going to believe this. Oh, my goodness. He is not going to believe it.
Tell me this, Bree. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Draws and all.
Draws and all. Oh, my goodness.
Huh? Come on, Tommy.
What?
Junior, you play too much,
huh?
Too.
What?
You got it down, man.
Yeah. No, that boy, you got to get to him. That boy can do some pranks now. He can do pranks.
King of pranks. Yes, sir.
Now, he ain't going to come in on Monday, but he going to do them damn pranks.
Wow. That's a pop ting. That sound like a pop ting, isn't it?
Well, every Monday, I'm Tommy. Jay. Ain't I Tommy every Monday?
Yeah. It seems that way. It seems it's pretty consistent, Junior. Yeah. Ask your uncle why does Tommy get all these days off? Ask him that.
Because he's his nephew. Oh. I can't miss.
I thought you were his nephew too, kind of.
Yeah, but I'm not his
You
blood.
Need to make up your mind.
Who?
Junior, you either going to be the damn nephew or you ain't.
I'm going to be your nephew.
Now, many times your sick ass and been out now. Don't make me bring up your illness now.
Oh, goodness.
You just going to do me about my illness like that?
Well, I didn't, I didn't give it to you.
I'm not saying nothing about being sick. Nothing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Be quiet, Jay. Don't say nothing, honey.
Jay's scared. You don't do well with people. You don't do well with sick people at all,
Huh?
You don't do well with sick people out.
No, he just don't.
No,
he don't. It's embarrassing.
Thank you, Junior.